Now we're going to take up the issue in the Ritva. All the Rishonim deal with the issue, as we mentioned, the seeming ambivalence between the idea that the brachos of Birkas HaMazon are D'oraisa and Rav Nachman's statement that it was Moshe and Yoshua and David and Shlomo who were massacring them. Now the Ritva. V'im Tamar. Heichi Amrinin Hacha, the Moshe v'Yoshua Tiknu Brachos Halalu. How can we say here that Moshe and Yoshua ordained these brachos? V'ha Amrinan v'samach, the brachos elu midiyareisa ninu. And we say in the Gemara that these brachos are diyareisa, which is obviously which is contradictory. V'chi tema. And if you want to say, see here he's anticipating the answer that was given by all the other Rishonim, that the expression tikkun is referring not to the obligation but to the text, to the composition of the bracha. So they are masaking the matbeah. That's what the other Rishonim say, but he's anticipating that. He's saying if you want to say that that's all it means, we're just talking about the matbeah. Hare tefila the kara midiyareisa, but you have tefila, which essentially is a chi of diyareisa, which is in line with the position of the Rambam. V'dichsiv uli avdo b'chol avavchem, v'yezu hi avoda shebelev zu tefila. So that's exactly what the Rambam says, that the ikara, that the essential chi of tefila is a chi of diyareisa, it's avoda shebelev. But because the matbeah is the rabbanon, the text is rabbinically ordained. Amrina machal duchta b'kulhu dinha the tefillah the rabbanon. So because of this factor, the Torah tefillah is always referred to as being the rabbanon. When you refer to tefillah as being the rabbanon, he says that doesn't constitute an issue as far as the position of the Rambam, that it's the Araisa, because you're referring to the Chefta Shel Tefillah. The Chefta Shel Tefillah is the Rabbanan. His question is, that if that's your idea, that the Tikkun of the Brachos is by these Moshe and Yoshua and so forth, so then it should be referred to as the Rabbanan. The fact that you can't answer it that way by saying that the Takana over here refers to the Matbea. Because if that's the case, then it should no longer be referred to as the D'oraisa, then it's the Rabbanan. But the Gemara itself is saying that the Brachas themselves are D'oraisa. Whereas by tefillah, it never says that. By tefillah, it always referred to it as being the Rabbanan, because there it's referring to the Matbea. So thus we see from tefillah that where the Matbea is the Rabbanan, has been composed by the rabbis, so that even though it's in the fulfillment of a D'oraisa obligation, it doesn't matter. It's referred to as being the Rabbanan. Here, you're telling me that the Matbea is the Rabbanan, because Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua did so in the same category as Rabbanan. And yet, we're referring to it as the Oraisa. So he's challenging that answer. He's saying that that answer requires further elucidation. Yesh Lomar, so he wants to make a distinction between Tefillah and Birkas HaMazon. It requires a certain amount of elucidation, I believe. He says that Tefillah les lo ikor b'matbeya shalom in HaTorah. That the Tefillah has no foundation with regard to its form from the Torah, with the form of the bracha, the matbeah of the bracha. Elo kol shehu mode umischanein sagile. But whoever is mode, that is to say, gives acknowledgement, recognition to God, umischanein, and petitions, that's sufficient. and it does not have any nusach, any text, midyaraisa. Hilkach, therefore, hay tfila b'hay nuscha d'rabbanan hi. Therefore, this tfila with this particular nusach is d'rabbanan. Aval birkas hamazon, but birkas hamazon, yesh lo ktsas nusach min haTorah. Ktsas. Interesting expression. It's a little ambivalent. It has some nusach from the Torah. Shehu tzarech levarech al mazono. For he is obligated to bless on his food. Ulahas kiro. It seems that ulahas kiro is a remembrance of God. Ulahaskir ha'aretz, and to remember the land, because that's al ha'aretz ha'tova. So he's saying that the relationship between the nusach of the bracha, which is formulated by the rabbis, and that which is referred to in the Torah, is not as great, so to speak. I'm talking obviously descriptively here. The gap is not as great as it is in the case of tefillah. I want to make a correction on the word ulahaskiro. It's really a reference to the food, it, not him, but it. Shutzarach levarach al mazono, he's obligated to bless on his food ulahaskiro and to remember it, so to speak. Remember over here doesn't mean that in the sense of forgetting, but to take note of it, take notice of it, the phenomenon. The reason you have to say that, every brach, of course, is God. Whatever it is you're mentioning, you're taking note of, is just another avenue of directing you towards the source, which is God. So that's going to be true of any bracha. Ishtakach dekulu bikra behedya. And now he seems to be taking a stronger stand. Now it turns out that all of them are openly behedya. All of them are openly to be found in the pasuk. The ein tzarach lomar beis hamigdash sheyibana b'mehar b'yameinu, and it's not even necessary to mention the Migdash. May it be built speedily in our time. Hilkach Birkas Amazon Kula Midioraisa. Therefore, Birkas Amazon entirely is Midioraisa. Share Nuscha Umadbeya Dvarm Elo. Because it's Nusach and it's Madbeya. Are these things which are referenced in the Torah. Avavadai yamrinu ba'anpa acharina. Nevertheless, of course, he's not going to contest that if you made reference in a different manner, that is, you departed from the nusach. Napik, he was yotze. Ukudemuchalel gabi minyamin raya. We've already taken up that case. Baruch mare, baruch rachmana mare dehai pita. He's not contesting that. So let's see if we can understand his answer. What's the difference between a tefillah and Birkas HaMazon? Before we try and explain this, we're going to take a look at the Rambam's formulation, because the Rambam held that the tefillah is d'oraisa, the same position. But the nusach tefillah is not d'oraisa. This is in Hilchos Tefillah. He starts off by saying, Mitzvah asay lispal b'chol yom. It's a positive command to daven every day, as it says, "Va'avadatem eser Hashem Elokeichem." You shall serve the Lord your God. Mipi Hashmu alamdu she'avod zu hitfilah. So we learn out from the Torah Shebal Peh that this is a tefillah shenemer uliavdo b'chol levavchem, because it says to serve Him with all your heart. Amru Chachamim. So it's Avodah Shebelev, and Avodah Shebelev is Tefillah. Okay, then he says that that's the Oraisa, but the amount of Tefillos are not Midioraisa, and the Mishnah HaTefillazos is not Midioraisa. The Mishnah over here is a reference to the form, the text. The Ein LaTefillah is Zman Kavua Min HaTorah, and there's no Zman. So a lot of our elements have come into the play from other sources. That is to say, extraneous to the pristine mitzvah of tefillah per se. the idea of Zman, which has to do with Karban. I mean, many other factors came in and determined the outcome. Therefore, in Halacha Beis, he says, Ulufichach Noshim v'Avadim Chayavim b'Tfilo. Therefore, Noshim and Avadim are Chayavim b'Tfilo. L'fishei mitzvah sasei, shalo azman groma. Because it's a positive command, which is not time-bound. Ah, now he begins to tell us, what is the wasa, what is the mitzvah? What is Tfilo d'Oraisa? Elochi of mitzvah zu, kachu. But the obligation of this mitzvah is, shei odam mischanein, umispalel b'chol yom, that a person should petition and pray every day, umagid shfacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tell the praise of God. The achar kach shoel tzrachav shu tzarech lahem, and afterwards he makes the request that he requires, Bivakasha ubitchina, with petition and request. The Yachakach nozein shevach vohodoya l'Hashem, and afterwards he gives praise and thanksgiving to God, alatova sheshpialo, on the good that he granted him. Kol echad l'fikocho, each person in accordance with his ability. And then he says it depends on the person. Some people, this is before the matbea, before they came along and they struck a coin, so to speak. So each person would expand or expound in accordance with his ability. We're getting back now to the Ritva. The Ritva is basically saying that the Birkas HaMazon should be referred to as the Araisa, not only with regard to the Chiyuv, but with regard to the Chefsa. And Tefillah, we can make a distinction. In Tefillah, the Kiyum Tefillah, the Rambam says the Chiyuv Tefillah as well, is the Araisa. But throughout Shas, it's always going to be referred to as the Rabbanan, because Matbeya Shalah is all the Rabbanan. What's the difference? The Rambam did show that there is a requirement, it would seem, min HaTorah. He then explained what you have to do. So he pretty much delineated three things. That you have to praise God. First you have to praise. Then he said, okay, he didn't say where he got the source, what the source was, but that's what he said you have to do. Shelos Trachav. And then Shevach Hodei Lakeil Olatova, which pretty much is, that's the format of Tefillah corresponds to. The first three brachas are praise, the middle ones are bakasha, and the final ones are Hodaya. It's true the Rambam didn't tell us the sources over here, where he got it from, which is a good question, fine. But well, I don't assume he just made it up. There's got to be a source for it. Apparently what the Rambam was doing over here was telling us is what defines the activity as being an act of tefillah. He stands in the presence of God. As what? As a petitioner. That's the essence. He's in the presence of God as a one who's come before the creator of the universe to state his petition. So petition, apparently, is central. It's central to tefillah. You can't have tefillah without petition. And from this follows, you can't, now once you're entering into the presence of God, so there's got to be a certain etiquette, as the Rav used to say. King of kings, there's a pattern, as though, obviously, kivyachal, as though we were coming into the presence of a king, so first you have to offer praise. You have to speak the praises of God. Otherwise, you can't make your requests. So then you make your requests. After you make your requests, you can't just depart. You have to give thanks. So that's Shevach, Bakasha, Hodaya. Those are the elements. And that's Tefillah. We did say that in Birkas HaMazon, you can break down the various brachos into three categories. Hazon is Shevach, Nozelcha is Hodaya, and the third one, Yerushalayim, Boni Yerushalayim, is Bakasha. But that's one of the categories of brachos, can be a Bakasha. And just because the essence of the bracha bakasha doesn't mean that it's tefillah. Tefillah is a whole new phenomenon in terms of being omid lefnei Hashem. So, not everything which is bakasha is equal to tefillah in the classic sense. When I say tefillah in the classic sense, I'm talking about someone who's involved in a ma'is of tefillah, which is omid lefnei Hashem. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah proceeds to explain what brought about the change. That is to say, originally there was no set format for tefillah. Each person would daven in accordance with his capacity. But then at a certain point in history, they decided to formulate a uniform tefillah for everyone. And he says it had to do with the exile, the first exile, and the languages of people became confused. They couldn't speak one language with clarity. They would had difficulty therefore expressing themselves in one language. So they would have to start in one language, and they'd find words in another language. You know, so people were stunted from praying properly. That's the Rambam's explanation. So he says when this occurred, Kibun Sheroa Ezra Ubeis Dino Ka. So this is in the time of Ezra and his bestin. Amdu v'tiknu lahem shmona esrei brachos ala seder. That's in the Rambam in Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Daled. So he arose and ordained the 18 brachos ala seder. Interesting, ala seder. Seder is also significant. Shalosh rishonos shevach l'Hashem. The first three are shevach l'Hashem. The shalosh acharonos hodoya. And the latter three are thanksgiving. Ve'emtzi'os yesh behen she'elas kaladvarim shehein kemo avos v'chol cheftei ish v'ish u l'tzarchei ativa kulon. So the middle ones now contain requests for all things, which are like avos. They're sort of like categories. Yeah. They're headings. These are the fundamental needs. Refuah, parnasa, knowledge, forgiveness. These, and also for the needs of the tzibur, the needs of the individual and the needs of the tzibur. They also, of course, left room because they couldn't include everything. It's an impossibility. Sarchei amcha merubim. The needs of people are, so to speak, endless. So these are headings, chapters. And basically, if a person has a particular, he can always find a place to incorporate it. And if he can't find a particular bracha, then in Shema Kolenu, it's catch-all, so to speak. You can insert your own particular request. He says, Kadesh yu aruchos b'fi akol. So these should be clearly established in everyone. V'yilamdu osan, and you'll learn them. V'tiyu tfilas elu ha'alagim tfila shlema, and people who have difficulty expressing themselves, their tfila will be a complete tfila. K'tfilas balei ha'loshen atzacha, just like the people who are very fluent and eloquent, a uniformity of tfila. U'mepnei yin zeh tiknu kol ha'brachos v'yatfilos musudaros b'fi kol Yisrael. And because of this, it wasn't just tefillah, they went ahead then, and they were masaking all the brachos. Kadesh yehe inyan kol brachos aruch b'fi ha'oleg. So that the basic format of the brachos, everybody, even a person who really can't express himself. The Rambam here doesn't have any reference to Birkas HaMazon. But it would seem that according to what we're learning in the Ritva, everything the Rambam is saying over here would apply to all the brachos and tefillah and tefillos, with the exception of Birkas HaMazon.